We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maloney for you and Mega. We are live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio before tonight's Red Sox home game, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, official truck of the Red Sox. So since the news with Kevin Durant broke last week, Kevin Durant wants his way out of Brooklyn, allegedly, that he's requested a trade. But is that what he actually wants? Now this is the
point. I love this theory,
this
by the way.
This is the point where we are.
I love this.
I mean, I love the NBA offseason. I'm sorry. And this also has implications for your Boston Celtics. Even if you're like, I hate Kyrie, I hate Kevin Durant, I don't want Durant to come here under any circumstances, Jaylen Brown included or not. It has implications if he stays in Brooklyn and if he goes anywhere else in the Eastern Conference. So it matters. Former Celtic Kendrick Perkins has a conspiracy theory about why Durant actually requested a trade, and it's not so much to get his way out of Brooklyn.
I thought about it, and let me channel my inner Brian Windhorst for a second. Okay, I'm looking in and I'm saying, why would KD want out, okay? Why would Kyrie go searching and seeing if a team would want to do a sign and trade, and then all of a sudden he opt in into his contract? And then all of a sudden, once Kyrie Irving opts in into his contract, then Kevin Durant comes out and says, I want to be traded. He tells the Brooklyn Nets he want to be traded. I'm to the point, and I came up with the conclusion that I don't believe Kevin Durant. I don't believe it at all. Matter of fact, it makes zero sense to me that he wants to be traded at this point. I don't believe he believes it. I think Kevin Durant is doing this as a scare tactic in order to help Kyrie Irving have leverage to get him signed long-term with the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay, I'm sorry. What is that paradox thing out there that they say are Occam's razor. That's what it is.
I don't know what that
Occam's
is.
Occam's razor is...
You have to explain that.
The Occam's razor is a theory in, I don't know what.
Physics?
Or math or something. It's a theory in smart stuff. Where
okay.
The most simple explanation is almost always the right one. So this always goes against conspiracy theories.
That seems like
you
what
can't go the detectives say. Thing. Occam's razor is the most simple explanation is usually the right one.
The more you get away with it, the more you're okay with getting away with it.
Basically.
Why did Kevin Durant opt in? And then when Kyrie also opted in, Kevin Durant requested a trade. It's because he wants a better deal for Kyrie? No, it's because he doesn't want to be there anymore.
See, I believe it.
He doesn't want to be with Kyrie.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be coached by Steve Nash. He doesn't want to be in Brooklyn anymore. He just wants to get the hell out, clean slate it, and go somewhere where it's not going to be a 2 to 3 year project trying to get past the first round of the playoffs or trying to figure out if the other star is even going to play more than, you know, about half the games.
All valid points. All valid rational points. Excellent job.
Occam's razor.
Yes. Okay. But I would say that these two bungling idiots... Okay, I feel like they're like two robbers, two thieves that are trying to like steal, and they just constantly get caught because
they're like the wet bandits.
They're the wet bandits
from Home Alone.
They're the wet bandits. Yes, they leave the faucets on as they're like
they're
calling
the same
cars.
Heights, yeah,
I do feel like this was because think about it. Just kind of listening to this, I'm like, I think there is something there because Kyrie Irving opts in because he has no options really. Nobody he thinks it's the Los Angeles Lakers, but nobody else is really. investing multiple picks and, you know, to the Brooklyn Nets to get Kyrie Irving. And then you look at Kevin Durant. I think he understands what the league looks like and what the true options would be based on his salary. Like, he's not going to Miami. He's not going to Golden State. He's probably going to end up someplace like New Orleans.
He wants to go to Phoenix.
Okay, Phoenix. Again, another place. Like, give me the best possible landing spot. I just feel like it's a little bit harder. I do feel like, and when Kyrie Irving opted in, the quote was that he wanted to uphold his commitment not only to the Brooklyn Nets, but to Kevin Durant. There is a kinship and a brotherhood between these two knuckleheads that I actually feel like they think they can pull this off. Hey, Kyrie, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm in the power position. Kyrie, you have no leverage. Kyrie has no leverage. Kevin Durant says, I'll provide it to you, for you, in honor of you. What I'll do is I'll force the hand of the Nets. I'll say, trade me now. Since you're not doing right by Kyrie, and we already know he has an issue with management because they failed to understand how Kyrie Irving was. They didn't want to understand it. They didn't want to get him. They just wanted to run him out. That's my buddy. That's my partner. We decided to come here together. So forget it. Hey, you know what? I'll do it for you. I'll provide the leverage. I'll tell him I want to get traded. How about that? Bam. All up in your face, Brooklyn Nets. Now, you want me to stay? Well, I'll only stay if you keep Kyrie Irving. My boom?
That is real PI work.
I can't even goof on it.
That is real PI work.
This is a wet bandit. Listen, you make fun of it. That is what he's doing. That is what he's doing, Mago, because you said this, the simplest explanation is the obvious one.
Usually it's the right one.
Yes, I agree with you in most cases, but not with the wet bandits.
With the wet bandits. They're too stupid to make sense.
I feel like they are so self-absorbed and so egotistical that I believe that Kevin Durant thinks that he can force the hand of the Brooklyn Nets. These guys don't know what they're doing. They admit that they don't need a coach. What do they need management for?
Oh my God.
They don't need anybody. They can scout, they can coach, they can call a game, they can call timeouts, they can write plays on the sideline. I do believe 100% that Perkins is onto something. They actually believe that they can pull this off. Because really, if you're Kevin Durant, it's harder than he thinks. And it's not like the Brooklyn Nets. They don't have to do this for you. They don't have to trade you. Well, everybody who asks for a trade gets it. Okay. Well, we're not just going to rush into this, and we're not just going to give you away. We're already the laughing stock. I'm not going to sit there and give you away for nothing. The Lakers don't have enough. The Miami Heat are interested, but they don't have enough. Phoenix, they would love to have you. But what about Golden State? Hey, pick another world-class team that you want to play for, and we'll make it happen for you. I'm all in on this.
I have
100%.
I know people are divided on Kevin Durant. I still have too much respect for him to think that he would be this big of an idiot.
Yes.
To mortgage his own career when he's 33 years old and looking for another championship to wrap up his career.
I agree with you.
That he would mortgage it on Kyrie Irving, a guy who has only failed him so far.
But they've already committed to each other. This commitment.
I don't think they have.
They can't split it up. I feel like they are committed to each other.
Based on what?
So
locker room talk, hallway talk at the All-Star game.
Oh, okay.
Cancun trips. I don't know, wine drinking excursions to Napa Valley.
Yeah, last week we played a cut from Adrian Wojnarowski who said they want to play together, Kyrie and Kevin Durant, just not in Brooklyn. What did Brooklyn do to offend Kyrie Irving so much that he never wants to play there again, but apparently he's willing to go back there if KD leaves? Like, it's very bizarre.
There seems
to be credence to this.
They didn't lobby enough for the local regulations around COVID to let Kyrie play earlier at home, and they had Steve Nash as the host. I mean, as the coach.
I do think that they do not respect Steve Nash.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't think, which is, I can understand that. He has no resume. He's just a Hall of Fame point guard with a lot of stats. So that doesn't mean that he's going to be a great coach. And maybe they have nothing in common. Maybe if you think about, like, Kyrie's won one, Durant's won a couple. They know what it takes. They know the message that needs to be expressed to the team. He's probably sitting there going, this guy doesn't make any sense. He calls terrible timeouts. He doesn't understand the flow of a game, maybe as a player, but not as a coach. I bet you if you fired Nash and brought in somebody that they co-signed on, like the Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum did for Ime Udoka, I bet you they would shut up. Honest to God, like if you're the Brooklyn Nets, because the Brooklyn Nets, the best case scenario is to keep them there and keep them happy.
So
less moving parts.
It's interesting you say that. Shams Charania was on the Pat McAfee show, the podcast, talking about the way that Brooklyn is operating right now, which does not seem to be thinking that Durant's going to be gone, or certainly that both Durant and Kyrie are going to be gone.
Kevin Durant made a decision that only, you know, he can make in terms of going to the Nets and requesting a trade out of Brooklyn. And from everything I'm told, that stance has not changed. There's been no signal that he's going to back off of that. If anything, that stance is expected to continue throughout this offseason in terms of Kevin Durant wanting a trade out of Brooklyn. But on the other hand, the Nets, you know, they pick up TJ Warren today. They're making moves and they're doing things this offseason with, in their mind, the preparation and operation as if they're bringing these two guys back next season and playing with these two guys. Now, I think.
I feel like, Mego, I feel like this is posturing. I feel like this is a tantrum. Like, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I do feel like they think that
from
they are
Durant bigger. And Kyrie.
Yeah, I feel like it's a unified, you know, calculated move. I'll tell you what I do. Do you think this is too far-fetched to believe?
Yes.
They calculated their joining the same team. They made that happen. What makes you think they can't do anymore?
We've seen that multiple times, though. Tyler, can you remember any moment in time in the NBA when one player mortgaged and leveraged his future in his 30s for his buddy on his team?
Oh, no. Not off,
I mean, talk about if we're going to be talking about ego and narcissism, I don't think your ego would let you do that, knowing what you have at stake.
I think that I also feel like irrational people make irrational decisions.
This is true, but I think at the end of the day, for the Celtics,
today. I know.
For the Celtics, this is all great because I think it comes down to both sides where my theory is Durant wants out. He wants out. He thinks this is a dysfunctional situation. He doesn't like the coach. He knows it's not working out with Kyrie. So he wants out of there. He wants to go to a ready-made situation, a team.
He had it.
With the Phoenix Suns. That's what he wants.
Okay, so.
And wait. I think the Brooklyn Nets are in a position where they are so fed up with these two that they're like, well, we're going to do whatever works best for us. And we're planning for both you guys to come back.
You know what I would say?
We have a contract.
I would say this is where you high-road the hell out of them. Because I think your chances for success, if you're the Nets, are better with them happy, content. I feel like they just need to all meet and
they're
just hash it out.
They're never going to be happy.
No. Again, I agree. It's the nature of the position. Like the position, they get paid a lot of money. They dictate terms. Oh, it's like a hostage negotiation
every season.
Now, I'm going to hold over the success of your franchise because I'm in a bad mood.
It's a horrible couple that won't get divorced. They won't. You're like, oh, my God, please split up. You're horrible. We don't go out to dinner with you anymore because you're horrible. Like, we can't stand to be around you because you can't stand each other, but you won't split up.
They're bad for each other, but look hot on Instagram.
What would you? Make-believe life on Instagram. If you were the Brooklyn Nets, how could you convince them to stay? Like, what could you do for them? Like, what could you give them to make them happy? Because I think it rhetorical question, because I feel like I'm going to answer for you. It would be
okay, thanks for asking.
It would give Kyrie a multi-year extension.
Oh, how could you do that? He doesn't even play.
I know.
He doesn't show up for work.
That's why in a hostage negotiation, they ask for the most unrealistic things that they know they can't keep, because now you go, negotiations are over. Like, we just got to get rid of you. Because then they'll both maybe the Nets take less because they understand the position that these players have them in. They're screwed.
What a mess! What an absolute.
I love it.
It is. It's wonderful. It's good for the Celtics. So hopefully they stay together for the Celtics. We have Mike Matansky. Mutt is joining us in just a couple minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.